Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And hope you'll enjoy this one as we tackle, well, the howl of insanity which spread across the United States in the aftermath of the Roe v. Wade decision by the Supreme Court. And sometimes, you know, insanity is the right word. I chose it particularly because I've got a couple of clips I want to play you of the sort of people who are protesting the decision by the Supreme Court to devolve the power for abortion to individual states. Apparently, this is obviously beyond the pale for the sort of people who for the past year or so were telling everyone, forget about your bodily autonomy, take the jab, roll your sleeve up and take the jab. Hey, pregnant women, take the jab. Yeah, those people who at that point were saying, you look, we're going to have forced mandates, but the bodily autonomy only goes so far. Those people are today saying, but what about bodily autonomy? Well, what about bodily autonomy? Let's listen to some of the insanity and that's been coming out. And in the first one I want to look at and play for you is AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Because this is clown word. Listen to this.
What the Supreme Court just did was that they chose to endanger the lives of all women and all birthing people in this country. But not only that, they've chosen to strip rights from men too.
Rights from birthing people and rights from men. Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it? And then just when you think that the insanity is couldn't get any more great, oh, it, believe you me, it absolutely does. So here's another person. Unfortunately, you can't see this clip. No, actually, fortunately, you can't see this clip. It's a person with purple hair, grotesquely obese. And this is what they have to say.
Just a reminder, because it seems like everyone needs it. Not just women get abortions. Both uteruses get abortions. Trans people get abortions. Trans men, non-binary people. People of all genders get abortions. Love you.
So there you go. People of all genders get abortions. Apparently, did you know that? Do you see? Yeah. This is the voice of reason. These are the people who are basically protesting the decision by the Supreme Court. And, you know, it's incredible. I mean, there's other scenes I could show you. There's a, for example, I see in New York, I can see a display, a protest of a semi-naked, a topless woman who smeared herself in red paint to simulate blood. For example, I can see that. And these are the people that we're supposed to listen to. I don't really think so. Here's one other clip I think we should listen. Oh, well, no, I think we can listen to this one. It's too much. It's too much. But the fact of the matter is, look, these are the people who are telling you now that, oh, it's all about, you know, people of all genders. Yeah, they can have abortions. Don't forget the birthing people. Don't forget the men, because men can have abortions too. We shouldn't listen to these people. We just should, I mean, this is evidence of a society, certainly a section of society, which is an end state. You can't go beyond this because you've already fallen down the insanity rabbit hole. You're pretending that, that for example, all genders can have abortions. No. The only person who can have an abortion is a woman. And there's only two genders. I'm sorry. That's the truth. And we, in fact, I'm not sorry, because that's actually the way it is. We've indulged the left so much for too long. You know, when they got their Roe v. Wade decision back in the early 70s, you know, at that point, that should have been instantly reversed. It sat there like a cancer for the past 50 years, I suppose. And now it's been lanced. And I'm very, very grateful to see that it is good that finally this issue has been taken on. But again, these people are insane. Listen up to this one if you can bear this. Have a listen.
So I'm just convinced we need to burn it all down, because at this point I don't know what else we're supposed to do. I'm advocating for violence. I am advocating for violence because there are people that are doing a really bad job. But the problem with the job is, even though they're doing such a bad job, they do this job until they die. So we're just supposed to sit back and let these people do a really bad job and have really seriously negative consequences on millions of people. And we're supposed to do what? Sit on the sidelines? Light it on fire. We're lighting it up.
There you go. She's specific. She's calling for violence. She wants to light it on fire. And, you know, this kind of hysteria can only happen in a very, very dumbed down population. These people are particularly uneducated. Now, they may well have been to high school, or they may have been to university, where they've been turned into uneducated zombies who just repeat talking points. That's all she's doing. That's what all the other ones are doing as well. None of them are able to critically reason, which is why they're all quadruply jabbed. They just go with whatever the thing is. And the thing for the next, I guess, number of weeks or months is going to be, oh my God, they've taken away a woman's right to abortion. No, they haven't. It hasn't happened. None of that happened. And there will be no change in any Democrat state today or tomorrow, next month, or next year. There will be no change. If anything, they will continue to shorten the period for which an abortion, or extend the period for which an abortion can be given, probably up to and including birth in the case of California. So it's an incredibly cultivated psyop that you're watching at the moment, and it's all designed to help the Democrats in the November midterms. I mean, that's the other thing to understand. But when you look at these hysterical women, in the vast majority of cases, saying things which just don't make no sense, the only conclusion we have to have is that we do live in an age where the insane are legion and all around us, and rather than indulge them, we have to call them out. Thanks for listening.